In John chapter 2, we see the record of the most famous marriage in the history of the world. And the interesting thing about that is that even though I'm claiming it's the most famous, we don't know the name of the bride and we don't know the name of the groom. It's famous because Jesus visited that wedding after his temptation in the wilderness. John does not record the temptation, but Matthew does. And when we compare the Gospel of Matthew to the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus has just come from the wilderness. He has called, according to John 1, 5 disciples en route. And when he arrives at the wedding, his mother makes a seemingly innocent observation. This is John 1:3, when she says to her son, "They have no wine." The response of Jesus is surprising. It's almost surprising to the point of being shocking. As a matter of fact, if it weren't the Lord Jesus Christ, we would be tempted to say, "Why are you talking to your mother so abruptly?" All she said was, "They have no wine." But Jesus says in verse 4, this is John 2:4, "Woman, what am I going to do with you? My hour has not yet come." It will help us if we remember that Jesus speaks to thoughts. If the words match the thoughts, then he responds to the obvious words which have come to the surface. But if the words are masking the thoughts, Jesus goes around the words and speaks to the thoughts. It's obvious that Mary was asking Jesus for something that he was not ready to give. And tomorrow we'll find out what that something is. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Visit us at rampartpublications.com.